Oh, baby.
Hey, good morning. It is the Playhouse of the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. Halloween on the show. Lots of kind of Halloween-y things as we lead up to this weekend. And we have today the one, the only, the incomparable, the mystic, the magical, the I don't know what else. I need a list. What was the thing I said last time?
That's a lot.
I know. Psychic Tiffany on the show today.
Aw, thank you.
Well, Psychic Tiffany, you know you're just outright phenomenal, and we love you. And I got to imagine this is going to be a busy time of year for you.
It's a little compact, yes. But I enjoy it, so.
Do spookier things happen around this time of year, or do we just think that because of Halloween?
No, I think they actually happen.
So we kind of were thinking, Tiffany, you kind of helped me figure out what kinds of things that people could come with. But obviously, if you have your typical burning questions for one of those mini reads, you know, by all means, 237, it's text 35270. But I got to imagine there's probably a lot of people that have stuff that maybe is more fitting with the week they could ask you, too, whether that is ever feeling like they were receiving a message or a connection. I mean, all that stuff is definitely up your alley.
Heck yeah. Spooktacular is my middle name.
Now, if somebody kind of always felt like they had lived in a home where they felt like there was a presence there, would that be something you would be able to kind of help them gauge and figure out the meaning of?
100%, yes.
All right, so 237 hits, tax 35270. You know, anything that is in Psychic Tiffany's realm, go right ahead. But we obviously would be really excited if you have something kind of Halloween-y. I know, Amy, did you have something you wanted to throw out there to kind of get us going?
Kind of, and it freaks me out, so I'm nervous. I no longer live there, but it was a house I was growing up in. One time, it was a couple times. We used to use a Ouija board in my basement, and then after we used it, I would get a strange, like, feeling being in my basement. I just hated being down there. And if I had to get stuff from the laundry room, I'd always run up the stairs. So was there something actually there? What was that feeling? Or was I just paranoid and making it up?
Honestly, sweetheart, what I'm feeling is it was just EMF. So it was just crossed wires in your basement and were kind of exposed. And it was very biological. I don't feel like it was something spooky or paranormal. I feel like it was just you picking up on.
So it couldn't have been
electrical.
Anything that could have followed me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Could the electrical problems have followed her to her new home?
I am paranoid.
No. There's actually something that EMF wires could call it. We call it a fear cage. It will make your heart palpitate. Then, therefore, you'll start, breathing heavily and make you feel very fearful.
Okay, yeah, I used to just hate being in my basement. I did not like it at all.
Let's grab Katie this morning. Katie, what was your question for Psychic Tiffany?
Hi. Well, I have a regular question, and then I kind of have a spooky question to go along with the idea. So the first question I have is, we have two kids. We had a lot of infertility and heartbreak and all of that. And so I'm just wondering if another baby is in our future, or if our beautiful girls are enough to our families, everything we need.
Clearly that's up to you and your choices that you make. But I'm hearing it's in your best interest just to keep it the way you got it and be happy with what you have.
Perfect.
All right, then, Katie, we got to ask you, what was the spooky question?
In my daughter's camera, an orb that kept flying over her room. And after that, her behavior, and she wanted no part of that room. Like, my husband and I had to be in the room with her in order for her to stay. And so it, like, got really bad, and I had someone come in and cleanse the house, and I'm just wondering if we had company that weekend. Did that come from, like, the friends that we had come visit? Because she was just fine before that, or is that just something that was with the house?
Nope, it was the company. There's an attachment with the company.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I have goosebumps because it was so bad. Like, it was a switch. I looked at my husband and I was like, she wants nothing to do with her room. I mean, the little girl never went in her room, but it was just enough to where she couldn't be in there. She wanted no part of it.
Sure. Kids, no, man. Puppies, kids, yeah. Cats. Period.
It's absolutely crazy. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. And then text club already lighting up from the looks of it, Amy K.
Yeah, we are getting so many. Someone else, someone said, whenever I go to my parents, I hear someone talking to me that I assume is my mom, but it's not. Is someone trying to contact me and why?
I feel like it's more just like a random energy spirit. Why are they trying to contact you? Because your ears are open, you're available, you're paying attention.
And then someone else said, was the person that I was talking to on a Ouija board 10 years ago truly the evil spirit I thought they were? The ending was early and abrupt, but I believe they were unsafe.
I would agree with that. No, terribly unsafe. It was something very dark.
You know, we had a pretty lively debate the other day about Ouija boards, Tiff, and people.
I'm sitting right next to one, actually.
Well, there seems to be people that really, really like them, and some people that are really just like not going to touch them. Do you like the idea of people kind of venturing into that when they don't know what they're doing, or advise against it?
When their intentions are just kind of random, I think it's a bad, bad idea. You really have to set the right intentions and don't mess around with it. It's a tool like anything else, and it can, contact some negative energy and open some doors that you don't want open.
So how would you advise somebody if they wanted to use one properly? Should they kind of go to maybe somebody that knows what they're doing first?
That's the right intention. Really, really, be in a good, happy place and, only set your intention for only good and high energy, high vibration. Things do happen.
Yeah. Psychic Tiffany, she's on.
Don't ask anything to come through and communicate. Bad idea.
237 hits. Text 35270. You can find her also online, by the way, at psychictiff.com. But we are obviously looking for anything kind of more Halloween oriented in addition to your usual things you might ask Psychic Tiffany. So if you've ever wondered if you were receiving a message, if there was something in your home, anything kind of Halloween-y, for lack of a better term, 237 hits. Text 35270.
Wake me up like top of the morning.
Wake up with the Playhouse in the Morning on Y94.
It's the Playhouse in the Morning, Y94. Psychic Tiffany on the show today. You can find her at psychictiff.com. If you don't get on today, now you can ask your typical Psychic Tiffany questions, yes. But with Halloween right around the corner, especially if you've ever had experiences that are kind of, what is this? You can't really explain it. That's why we have Tiff on today. Jacqueline, your question for Tiffany.
Hi, Tiff.
Good morning.
After my dad had passed away, we had some weird activity at our old farmhouse. And I was wondering if that might have been him or everything else that kind of resided there from before.
I'm picking up that it was more animal energy, actually, things passing through.
Animal energy?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
There we go. Thank you, Jacqueline. So, Tiff, would it be like animals that have passed, do you mean?
Exactly.
Okay. Gosh, I was just thinking of, human spirits around. I didn't think about animals.
I've never thought about animal spirits.
Yeah.
Now,
they come back and forth too.
Now here I am thinking like pet cemetery. Intentions are usually good, I would imagine, or?
Yes, usually.
Okay. Jonathan, you're on with Tiff. Your question today.
I just want to know if I'm on the right path in life.
Very much so, sweetheart. You have lots of strong energy behind you. You're in a big creative manifestation mode.
Awesome. That was so awesome. Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome, cutie.
All right, Jonathan, appreciate it. And then, Amy, I know you're probably a little overwhelmed, but some of those texts, if you could.
We are getting so many. Someone said, I'm wondering if my grandpa knows about my girls. He passed away before I was married or had kids, but we were so close, and I talk about him daily.
He does, and he lords over. He watches them like a hawk.
I feel like that has to be good for her to hear that. Someone else said, never felt anything before, but I brought home a mirror from a garage sale. Now my dog barks into the dark rooms and my husband wakes up with scratches on his back. I see movements from the corner of my eye, but nothing has ever happened to me since then personally. I don't feel like it's any evil towards me, so why is my husband being scratched and my dog is scared?
Something is connected to that mirror. Deeply implanted.
Do they get rid of the mirror?
Get rid of it, send it away, bury it, burn it, whatever you got to do. I would.
That freaks me out. Someone else said, hey, Psychic Tiff, were the dark figures I saw in my room when I was little real or my imagination? My relatives have experienced the same thing. If so, how do I prevent that from happening to my child?
I feel like they were real. I feel like they were shadow figures. And I don't think there's anything you can do to prevent it. It's just simply not going to happen. Some people are more open to it and others are not. And I don't feel like your child is.
And someone else said, every year around this time, odd things happen to me. What/who is doing this and why? Specifically yesterday, lights and music turned on that I didn't turn on and I was home alone.
I'm getting it's an extended family member. Someone like an uncle or a cousin. It's not, you know, immediate family.
And then someone else said, I've been seeing angel numbers daily, 444 most afternoons and 444 I will wake up. Who is trying to connect with me?
I don't feel like it's a who. I just feel like it's spirit just wanting you to wake up. And 4 is a representative of really work, be that oxen, be that cow in the field. It's really, you need to like work hard. There's a big work moan.
This is a completely self-serving, but just out of my own curiosity.
Cool.
And every workplace has this, or any building that's been around for a while, but people talk here all the time, for years, ever since I first started working in this building, that they feel like that they get like glimpses of things walking, especially when they come at odd hours, or like feel things or hear things that don't make sense. And I'm like, it's a radio station. Of course you heard things. For our building here at 25th Street, do you get the sense that there is anything or any things or anyone that is connected to this building at all?
I feel like there is some residual energy there, yes. Some prior employees.
There's literally been an employee who passed away here. That freaks me out.
Mm-hmm.
And
but nothing nefarious, nothing, no blood dripping down the walls, nothing like that.
Nothing bad.
A presence.
Yeah. Well, that was my question. Was it, is it, you know, bad at all, basically? Nefarious intent? What do they have a intent? Just miss the place? Or
I think it's just a place where they feel comfortable, where they can have, you know, they can feel connected. It's just a place where they can reside and feel like, they, you know, just the normal day-to-day gives them purpose, something to do.
Your questions for Psychic Tiffany, 237, it's text 35270. And yes, anything you might usually call for, totally cool. We get it. But it is Halloween. So we got to kind of put it in your head. Have you ever had that feeling, that sensation, that experience that you can't really explain? You're just wondering, was that what I thought it was? What was that? 237, it's text 35270. Hey, it's Playhouse Y94, and we have Psychic Tiffany on today answering your questions. And sure, anything you might normally ask Tiff is totally cool, but we're days away from Halloween. So let's be honest, we've all had that experience where we're like, what was that? Can't explain it. Perfect day to ask that at 237, it's text 35270. If you don't get through, which is possible, we're seeing a lot for Tiff today. You can always find her at psychictiff.com, and the emails and the texts and the phone calls, we're loaded up as far as texts go. Amy, what are you seeing?
Someone said, I had a vivid dream once where my stepdad, who had passed away, came to me in my dreams by calling me on the phone, and I knew his voice, and it felt so real. Was that actually him trying to reach out to me?
Very real. Yes, it was him connecting. Definitely.
And someone else said, right before my uncle passed away, he was laying in bed saying the kids behind me are being too loud and playing too much. There were no kids behind him, It was a wall with no neighbors. The next day, he passed away. His burial area is surrounded by children's graves. Was he feeling them before his death?
100%. Yep. He was just transitioning and seeing what was to come.
And then this one, oh, it kind of freaks me out. Someone said, I had a reoccurring dream for years. It's my 28th birthday, and I get in a car accident the same way every time. I wake up in my car, flipped over, blood rushing down my face. I also have deja vu all the time, so this worries me.
Not sure what the question is, but bummer.
I'm not sure, yeah, what the question was either.
Yeah, no.
Someone else said, hey, Tiff, is my place haunted? If so, should I be scared?
It is, and I do not think you need to be scared.
And then someone else said, I've been seeing ghosts and playing with them in the house I grew up with as a child. I'm more aware of these things, like in my apartment, but I keep brushing them off like it's nothing. But is there something there?
Indeed, I believe there is, yes.
Let's grab Lori this morning. Lori, your question for Psychic Tiffany.
Hi, Tiff. I have a lot of situations, but I'm going to bring up the most current one. So I'm living in my childhood home. We've had it in the family for about 40 years. And a couple months ago, I was laying in bed, and nobody else was up in the room. And I felt a scratch, like I felt a burn on the side of my hip, and there was a big long scratch. And then as soon as I looked at that, our dresser came flying forward and like fell.
Oh,
it just fell up against the other one and down onto the floor just for no reason. And then
Yikes.
The next day our light in our hallway was going on and off. And what do you sense in there?
I'm getting a male presence, and I'm getting the name George.
Okay. I'm not surprised. I've seen things as well, and I thought I saw like a male face kind of peek around the corner when we first moved into there. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Lori. Appreciate it. Travis, you're on with Tiff. What's your question?
Well, I moved into this house 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I had a cat, and she used to sleep in the room of my son's room. So
okay.
I used to sleep with him also just to get him used to the room, and I'd wake up in the middle of the night of something jumping on the bed and moving around by our feet. I'd wake up, kick, or get up and look, and our cat would not even be in the room.
Sure.
And one morning, my alarm didn't go off, and I literally felt like it was our cat pulling the blankets off of us on the side of the bed where I was laying.
Yep.
And I wake up and swat at her, and she wasn't even there. And then I go downstairs, and she's sitting on a window looking outside. And ever since that, I smudged the room, you know, cleaned it out. And, well, my question is that thing ever going to come back? Or what was it?
Spirit cat, and I don't feel like it's going to come back.
All
right. There we go. Travis, appreciate it. And some more of those texts. Amy K.
Someone said, I have experienced odd things in my life, like smelling perfumes, colognes, and at times I feel like I'm not alone. Do I have spirits trying to connect to me?
I don't feel like they're necessarily trying to connect. I feel like they're just saying hi.
And then someone else said, my grandma passed away suddenly while in high school, so I'm wondering, is she watching over me and my family?
Of course she is. That's what grandmas do.
Someone else said, I feel like I have crows following me. They're everywhere I go the past 3 months. Are they trying to warn me about something or give me a message of some kind? Or do you think I'm just paranoid?
I don't think you're paranoid whatsoever. And crows are teachers in spirit. So look for the lesson. They're trying to teach you something. They're trying to show you something.
And then someone else said, hi, Tiff. I'm wondering if my dog is on the other side with my grandpa. They were close, and I'm hoping he's with the family that has passed.
I get a beautiful vision of, a dog sitting right next to him. His hand is right on this dog, too.
A little bit bigger dog, so yes, I feel like very much at his side. I can see it very clearly. So yes, they are together.
And then someone else said, my kids swear our house is haunted. Is it?
No, not haunted.
All right, and then another one is, hey, Tiff, I live in my grandparents' old house, and I'm always telling my family that they're there all the time. They have both passed. I just want to know if they are, because my dogs will stand at the bottom of the stairs and just bark, and I see things all the time. I just want to know if it's them, and are they there for good?
It's them, and they are, yeah, there's nothing here again, you know, creepy or nefarious or dark whatsoever.
And then another one is, my grandma has passed away, and I feel that she isn't around me anymore. I feel like I lost connection with her, but I see her at times. Why is that?
Well, I don't know why is what, but they do, you know, eventually kind of move on so we can heal and continue our lives so that wound doesn't stay open, so we don't have to be in pain continually.
And then the person that reached out about the dream where she had her 28th birthday and she was getting that car accident, she said, I'm sorry I didn't ask a question. She's just wondering, is that a sign, or is there anything she should do about it on her birthday, or do you think it's just a fluke?
I think it's just, you know, something psychological. I don't they feel like there's anything to it.
Your questions for Psychic Tiffany this morning, if you've ever had experience like this or a feeling like this, perfect time to kind of get it analyzed, talked about. 237, it's text 35270.
Bad things are coming your way.
Happy Halloween.
Y94.
Hey, good morning. It's the Playhouse, Y94, and we have Psychic Tiffany on today. Tiff, you know we appreciate when you do this with us, I hope.
It's absolutely my joy and pleasure. I look forward. I like can't sleep through the night. So you guys are like Christmas morning to me whenever I get to work with y'all.
Well, if you don't get a chance today to talk with Tiff, you can always find her online at psychictiff.com. And what kinds of things do you kind of have pop up this time of year, Tiff, that maybe you don't hear about as much the rest of the year?
For sure, you know, the activity, you know, paranormal stuff and did this really happen and lots of dream analysis. Not that I'm great at it, but I know enough to be dangerous.
Okay. Well, your questions for Tiff right now, 237, it's text 35270. Ashley, you're on with Tiff. What's your question?
So my question is, when I was living at my parents' house, at like 3 o'clock in the morning, my radio would randomly come on and it would be on static. I was just wondering if that was a spirit of some sort or if that was just electrical fluke.
I feel like it was more like a surge, so I electrical fluke.
Okay. And then I have another question if you have time.
Zero, it's up to you.
Yep, sure, we got get some time.
Okay, I've been finding dimes everywhere. Is this being sent from someone?
I'm sorry, you were finding dimes, and then I missed the second part.
Is it being sent from someone?
I'm hearing that yes, it is. Yeah. I'm getting like a very strong, like dad or, you know, dad father figure.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And Sonnet, always good to hear you when you call in Tiff. Is that what's your question?
Yeah, absolutely. I see the set of numbers 1111 a lot. So I just want to see like, what it's about or what do I have in the store for myself?
Ones in numerology are new beginnings, new jobs, new relationships, new social endeavors.
Well, there you go.
It looks like a couple of them are coming true, so thank you so much.
Yay, thank you, sweetheart. Good to hear your voice.
You. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Anna. Appreciate it. And text Amy K.
Someone said, hey, Tiff, do I have any spirits in my house? I feel that something is here, but I'm not sure what or who it is.
I'm getting, but there's a handful, so it's not just one, it's a few.
And then someone else said, I have two beautiful baby boys. Are either of them old souls?
Yay. Both. Very.
And someone else said, my dad passed away in 2008. Now my cat and dog will play with something I can't see. Do you think it's my dad?
100% it is your papa.
And someone said they want to know how their dad is doing in heaven. Today is his birthday, and his 1 year in heaven is on Thursday.
He is celebrating in every way, shape, and form. He's doing very well.
And someone else said, hey, Tiff, I talked about growing up with ghosts in my childhood home. I was wondering if my current apartment had ghosts in it, and are they bad ghosts, and should I be worried?
They are there, and no worries. They're Casper-like. They're not, mischievous. They're sweet.
And that they're a friendly ghost, or they have three brothers that eat a lot, and one smells, and there's, he's... It could be bad.
True.
Psychic Tiffany, 237-ENS, tax 35270. You can also find her at psychictiff.com. We have time for, I'd say, like one more stretch of people. So if you want to get on with her today, this would be the time. 237-ENS, you tax 35270.
Happy Halloween. Y94.
And Y94 have had Psychic Tiffany on this morning asking your answered your questions. Many of these paranormal in nature, given that Halloween is days away. And let's grab Deidre this morning. Deidre, what's your question for Tiff? Hello.
Okay, so I have a couple of questions if you have time. But the first one is, by, 13, 14 years ago, I lived in this house in Dickinson, and there was a tornado, and it shifted the house off the foundation. And I believe it let something really bad inside the house. And I want to know if it's still around.
I don't feel like it's still around, no.
Okay, and then the second question I have is my boyfriend. He's got, like, I don't know, he's got 7 kids and 6 baby mamas, and I'm now pregnant, and 3 of them have died in the past 3 years. Is there something attached to him following him? Is something bad going to happen to me?
I feel like he's pretty free and clear. There's nothing that's going to happen to you, sweetheart. You're okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Deidre. Ooh, that is spooky. And let's grab Ashley. What's your question?
Hi, Tiffany.
Good morning.
My cousin has cancer. And she's been going chemo and radiation. And she's tired. She's really religious as a buyer.
Sure.
And I was talking to her, and she keeps telling me that she's dreaming about family members that have passed away very frequently. And she feels that they're calling her home and is kind of on that edge of giving up. Do you think they're calling her home? Or I told her I think they're encouraging her.
I feel like they're trying to give her strength and tell her to keep on going.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, take care, Ashley. And there's no way that we're going to get through even a fifth of these texts. But Amy, something that you know you got to get on here.
Well, one of them actually isn't a question. One of them is to Tiffany. And she said, I just want to say thank you for your insight back in 2019. You said you saw another baby girl in my future, and it came true.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you for the feedback. That's so sweet of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Someone else said, is my mother proud of me? She passed away in 2008 traumatically. Why has she visited everyone else in their dreams and not me?
She is ridiculously proud of you, and she has visited you, just not in dreams. Look for other signs, other ways of communication. Look for smells, especially.
And then someone else said, I've been having a series of bad luck and items gone missing lately, and I was wondering if they're correlated in any way or simply just a coincidence.
Unfortunately, just a coincidence.
You're
very distracted, and so, you know, just really amp up your focus, less caffeine, better foods in you, and clear the mind, do some meditation.
And someone else said, my dad died in April 2020. Is he doing okay?
Just fine. Just celebrating on the other side with loved ones.
And then someone else said, hey, Tiff, I've been having the same dream since I was a child, where I'm walking through a castle with fountains of blood. And at the end of the dream, I was declared the devil. Is there a meaning behind this dream?
Unfortunately, yes. I mean, there. I would believe that there is. I feel like there's something. You don't feel like you're doing enough, or you're rising to the occasion around with people around you. There's something you feel like you should be doing more charitable acts and doing something more for the community.
Boy, I really thought that was going another direction. I'll be honest with you.
I literally was ready to cry. I felt so bad for that person.
Aw.
Someone, we can end on a good note. Someone said, hey, Tiff, please? Is my friend Jennifer going to have a great 40th, or is it going to be a flop?
I feel like it's going to be bombastic. It's going to be super fun.
You know,
it's going to be a great day.
Credit where credit's due. Amy is such the ever the optimist. She assumed you were going to say it was going to be a flop.
Right? Well, she knew it was going to end on a good note, so...
I thought you were about to declare that one of our listeners was Satan.
So did I.
I am not going to declare someone as Lord of the Underworld on radio.
God.
No. No Lucifer here.
I just thought I had to get that one in there because if someone is constantly having that dream, I'm sure they're just thinking about it or what could it mean.
Frightening, yes.
Well, Psychic Tiffany, you know, we always love it. We appreciate it. You can find her at psychictiff.com. Now, as we get closer and closer to Halloween, and obviously a time of year where people, you know, they sense a lot of things, they feel a lot of things. Do you have any advice or words of caution for people that find themselves in that situation?
I would tell people, you know, to, of course, you know, be rational and reasonable and logical-minded and look to debunk your own paranormal activity. If there is a reasonable... rational explanation, go with that. Don't freak yourself out and just go, don't default right to the paranormal.
Perfect. Well, Tiffany, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again, Ed. Let's do it again in a few weeks, okay?
Yay! I'll be around. Can't wait, guys.
Hey, thank you. Bye.
See ya.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Bye.